The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. Is The Real, R-E-A-L, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, Yoga, Fees, Marcus Peters, and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
All available on podcastarena.com.
Some things I like, some things I don't.
Okay.
Like Fleetwood Mac. Don't like Fees.
Yeah. That was kind of the theme. I'm against that. I'm not against Fleetwood Mac. I'm not going to go out and rush to see him again, but
I would go see Fleetwood Mac.
I've seen him before and they were good, but it wasn't, you know, they're a little soft for me. I mean, they're really good.
Sometimes I like a little break from the heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs is The Chain.
Okay.
It's not hard.
No.
You know. But it's a good song. It's a well-written song.
Well, their writing was always really good. In terms of the lyrics. Couple things. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is tonight. It'll be live from the Gorgeous Gale over in Rice Village. So if you want to see Glenn Davis plus all the other guys he's going to bring in, like Albert Elis of the Dynamo, they're going to be at the Gorgeous Gale.
Okay.
You can meet Glenn Davis.
That's a good place to go.
Yeah, that's a cool place, and they have a really good beer selection. They usually have Bishop's Barrel there, if you're into that.
Nice.
And Jerome Solomon will join us at 5:30. And at 6:30, we have a local guy who was on Shark Tank who came up with a hangover cure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that goes.
Believe in that?
I don't know. I think maybe... Should send us some for to try it out.
I got some my supplement sponsor on it. They have these, like, it's called Essential Minerals or something like that.
Yeah.
And they say that, and I've used it a couple times, and it's worked out all right for me. They say that if obviously you've got to have some water added to this, like you got to drink a lot of water. That's key for any sort of.
I've tried that before. You gave that to me to try. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but this is like, these are pills, and it's like calcium, magnesium, iodine, and something else. And if you take them before you go to bed after you've been drinking, or when you wake up first thing, it eases the hangover. My big move now is before I go to bed, take two or three Aleve.
Yeah.
And chug a big bottle of water. I mean,
I've always said that works really well.
It saves you so much hassle the next day.
But I'm
kind of... Sometimes I'm too drunk to remember to do that.
Right, right. So I don't really get hangovers very often. I mean, unless I do something like mix. Well, if I drink wine and anything else, I will get a hangover.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't. So usually I just wake up and I'm fine, and it pisses the wife off because she'll be saying, I'm like, all right, let's go run. No. Landon asks, is a Maple Leaf pub still the best place to watch hockey playoffs in Houston? Yes, but I'd say Revelry. If you haven't been to Revelry, it's a good place to watch it too.
Is that where we're doing the first couple days of the tournament?
Yes, it is.
Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, you probably won't want to watch hockey then, but yeah. But yeah, I love the Leaf. That's a great place to go watch hockey. It's always full of Blackhawks fans, although not so much this year. Not quite the year the Blackhawks won.
No.
But, hey, I got another win last night. People were complaining because it was a shootout win, but a win's a win. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's a victory. I know it was closer than it should have been, but do you have more money in your account today than you did yesterday? Yes. All right. I mean, that's you're going to get that. You're going to get some shootout wins. You're going to get some shootout losses. I took a bad beat with a shootout loss last week. You know what? I'm going to give something away.
Do it, man. It's generous.
You know where I'm going to be Saturday? Sam Houston Race Park from 6 to 8. So you know what I'm going to give you?
A chance to be there with you?
Yeah, a four-pack of tickets. You can join me in the special ESPN section Saturday, March 3rd from 6 until 8. And, hey, don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $299. And you can get a bunch of people in those suites. You guys split it. Comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. And, guys, this is a really good time to go. You want to watch some hockey playoffs? Go out there and get a suite. Put it on the TV and watch the racing. Have a party. Do it before the thoroughbreds are gone, which is coming up because we're running out of thoroughbred racing already. How about caller 15? You're going to get to hang out with me in the special ESPN section Saturday night. Make sure you're free to come out before you call. Don't call and win and then never use them because then you can't win anything for 30 days.
Right.
And you didn't use them. So Joe says, going to Garth Brooks tonight. Either of you fans?
That's another thing I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
John texted me last night with an opportunity to interview Garth Brooks one-on-one. Does that sound appealing to you?
Honestly, I mean, he's a big star.
This is what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? He's a big star. He's a superstar.
And there are listeners of ours that probably would have enjoyed that.
There are a lot of guys that if I had a chance to do one-on-one with Paul McCartney or Bob Dylan, like someone who has like personal meaning to me, I would have jumped at it.
Axl Rose for me.
Okay.
Yeah, or Slash.
But Garth Brooks, I at first said, okay, I'll do it. I was going to go down to NRG and interview Garth Brooks. Then Jong tells me it would be for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What am I going to do in 2 minutes?
Yeah, that would...
I was told it was like a press line where you line up and you're basically...
Bleep that.
Yeah.
I would hope we're past having to do that at this stage of our careers.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I'm not going to go down there for that. I'm not doing it.
No, I thought if he would call in for 5 minutes.
No, I was told that he wasn't going to do call-ins. Because initially, I asked Barry and Joel if they wanted to do it because it was like right in the middle of their show. And then I was told that by his people that we needed somebody physically there to interview him in person and not actually just hand him a phone. So, and then I was told it was going to be for 2 minutes. And yeah, they wanted a big name out there from our station, which, you know, AJ. And they said it for 2 minutes, and then we kind of said no.
Okay. Did you then offer the spot to some of the not as big names around here?
No.
You just said that's it?
No. I think Raheel was asked, not by me, but by somebody else, but he said he doesn't know anything about Garth Brooks, so he wouldn't be able to do anything.
I mean, I'm confident in my interviewing abilities that I can make anyone remotely, you know, that's got a brain in their head, I can make them interesting. But
in 2 minutes, I bet you could, but it ain't worth that to go stand on a line to get 2 minutes that probably is going to be poor quality recording.
Well, yeah. That and you were supposed to be there at one, and the interview wasn't going to take place until two.
Yeah.
It just
wasn't, juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
No, I'm with you.
And I've listened to some Garth Brooks before. It's not my style of music. I'm not a country music guy, but I know some Garth Brooks tunes. And like,
I do a couple of karaoke every now and then, but it's me imitating Garth Brooks. It's not me actually singing Garth Brooks.
And like when I was a kid, I say a kid, but like middle school-ish, Garth Brooks was like a big noise. I couldn't tell you a single thing Garth Brooks has done in the last 15, 20 years.
I'm with you. Like I mean, I can tell you about the ones that everybody knows.
Is he still singing I Got Friends in Low Places and Rodeo and
Calling Baton Rouge?
I mean, is he still those same old tunes? Because if so, The Dance. I know The Dance.
I know Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old, right? Because that's my karaoke song.
Okay.
Shameless.
But has he done anything since like those first four or
five
albums?
That could be your question. That could be your question.
Like, hey, Garth, are you still scamming fans off those same four or five albums worth of songs? Or are you actually putting out new music? Like, that's the way to approach it?
That's what I would ask. Yeah. Say, people are saying we should have taken the interview.
It was 2 minutes. I would have had to drive from the Woodlands to NRG, wait in a line with a bunch of other dumbass radio heads, and then talk to him for two minutes?
And sit through his press conference before that.
Right. No. I've done that. No way.
No way.
I guess it was yesterday they asked me about that, and I'm like, I didn't realize it was only 2 minutes, but it was really kind of fluid as to when you would get him and for how long, and that there would be a line. As soon as I heard it, there was going to be a line, it's like every country station and TV station is going to get him first. And then that's what happens, is you wind up being one of the ones at the very tail end. We're like barely ahead of 790, and then you get like a minute and a half because, you're running out of time, and they start rushing them. You know how this works, because they'll spend 5 minutes with – I don't even know what the country station is in town. The Bull? Is that?
No, it's the one that what's it called? The one that got mad at me for posting the corn dog
picture.
Oh,
the one with who is that, John?
Oh, Jessica Rico, something Rico.
93Q.
Are they country? Yes. I honestly don't know. I'm not playing.
Yeah, well, I remember when I was a little kid, 93Q was like the pop station in Houston, and now it's a country station.
Oh, Erica Rico.
Erica Rico, that's who it was.
Yeah, she's on the 93Q.
Yeah, 93Q, when I was a kid, used to play like Milli Vanilli and New Kids on the Block. Now it's country. Tried to cease and desist me.
Well, you did cease. And desist.
As a favor. Yeah. And under protest.
Ah, well. Not everyone ceased and desisted, though.
There not everyone that. Did. And I can't make everyone cease and desist. The listeners, they did their own thing. That wasn't me. You know what was me? It was me that was telling you about BillAdvisor.com. Because I like my listeners to save money. I want you guys to be riches like Fred. And you can do that with Bill Advisor. If you don't realize this, I'm telling you now, you're paying too much every month on television, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, energy. You're paying too much every single month. You signed up back in the day. You got a great new customer rate. And then you sat on it and you were like, okay, I'm good. I got this awesome rate. I'm happy. 2 years later, you don't realize they've jacked your rate up. And you're still paying because it's just what you do. You don't think about it. Well, you should be thinking about it. You could save some dough. BillAdvisor.com, they're getting you that money back. They work directly with all these service providers. You don't have to give up your service, your channels, whatever. You just pay less. Savings are real. The average BillAdvisor customer is saving over $830 a year. Lance Zierlein saved $2,000 a year. I mean, you could get HBO with that. In fact, one of the things I got from BillAdvisor.com is I've got free HBO now. I stopped paying for it. That's how good they are. They got a $150 challenge right now. It's guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, you get every penny back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. You're guaranteed to win with no risk. Take the challenge and start saving right now by texting the word BILLS, that's B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's BILLS to 313131, or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving Now. Friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I'll be okay. Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Message and data rates may apply.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Joe says, I'm a big fan and I don't blame you for lazing, LOL. He retired to raise his daughter since no music in the past 10 to 15 years. Lazing is a little strong. I don't think you guys realize what a pain in the ass it is to go out to NRG Park, go in there, wait for 2.5 hours to get 2 minutes right. with a guy who's talking to every other outlet in the city, so you're going to get the same crap that you get for everybody else. And maybe it's good quality for the show, maybe it's not.
Yeah, I don't feel like I was lazy on this.
No, I don't either. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have 2.5 hours out of my day to take for that. Sorry. Got other stuff. And I feel my time is better spent working on other things for this company than going and waiting 2.5 hours
for
2 minutes
man.
With Garth Brooks. Willie Nelson, I might do it.
I would do that. Because I can ask Willie Nelson about other stuff.
Yeah. Favorite people he's blazed with.
Right.
That would be awesome. The Blitzers would love that. But, oh well.
What are you going to do?
Man, I have good news and bad news. I don't know if you've been out in the atrium area since the show started.
I saw them working on it when I was coming in.
They're putting up all new signs and stuff. It looks nice.
It does look kind of nice.
Yeah. That's the positive. The negative is, for as nice as these offices are, these bathrooms are the same filthy trash that we've had. I go in there and I take one look at the urinal. Of course, it's not flushed. And then somebody has missed the urinal. It looks like they've thrown a bucket of pee in front of it. I'm just like, I've got to skip this and go to the one of the other ones. There's no way I'm touching that. I don't know what to say. People suck.
Yeah.
And I can't blame it on Deportes anymore because they're not here.
No. I looked up Garth's discography.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw an album that I recognized was called In Pieces. And like it had some songs that I recognize on it.
Yeah.
Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. I remember that. Calling Baton Rouge is on that CD. Or that album. That came out in 1993.
Wow.
He's got a bunch of albums since then. I just haven't heard of
I'll be honest, the only album of his I've ever heard was Greatest Hits, and it has all those songs on it.
Well, there you go.
I honestly, I've never...
That's what I was looking for, like, where did I stop? Like, when I clicked on the next album, I'd never heard any of those songs, and that's how far I got. And now I remember when he came out with the CD where he was like, it came out under a different name, the Chris Gaines.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Somebody was telling me, oh, I probably know more about Chris Gaines than I do Garth Brooks. Like, I don't even know who that is. And they had to explain to me it was his alter ego.
But he didn't release an album. He released one in 2001 and then didn't release the next one until 2014. That's a good time off, man.
Yeah, well. Yeah, the Ultimate Hits. That's the one I know. I've heard all those songs, but I've never actually heard any other album than that.
Man.
So I'm the wrong guy to ask.
I'll tell you what's impressive. Highest certified music artist in the United States based on album certifications. The acts that have sold the most albums in the U.S.
Yeah.
So from 1958 on. Number one, The Beatles. Number two, Garth Brooks. Number three, Elvis. Garth Brooks sold more albums than Elvis. That's pretty wild when you think about it. Good on him. For country music acts, which I always thought country music fans were like the most likely to buy albums. Like, I feel like country music fan, if their guy puts out an album, they're buying it. They don't care about, you know, they don't care if it's good. They just want to have it. Garth Brooks is the only country music act in the top 10. George Strait's number 11. And then you get all the way down to Shania Twain at 25. So it's a,
well, he's probably I would.
He's the biggest country surprised. Music star.
I'm not surprised that
I didn't realize he was that much. Like I, if you'd asked me who's the biggest country music act, I probably would have said George Strait. Like it's the guy I would guess is like the biggest country music star. But Garth Brooks has sold more than twice as many albums. I mean, that's pretty wild.
And be fair, I don't know a hell of a lot about country.
No.
So I know he was a crossover star, but yeah. You're right, it was in the 90s. It was a long time ago. So, yeah. They only wanted a big name, too. We couldn't send Trey out there?
No.
Well...
That's too bad.
Because, I mean, I would have been okay if we sent an intern out there and got a couple minutes.
Yeah, but...
Because they don't... You know,
who are they to say we only want a big name? What the hell's that about?
Well, obviously he's a big name.
No, I'm saying, like, for Garth's people to ask for only a big name to interview him, that's... Be like, dude, if someone from our radio station is going to come talk to you, what are you going to do? Be like, oh, you're not famous enough? That's garbage.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
Yeah. That's nonsense. You want to take some calls?
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that's not Bob Dylan on line four, Jong.
I said, hey, Jay, what do you say? I hear you talking about hangovers. Take two, leave, kick back. Drink plenty of water.
Thanks for the call, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, thanks.
I can't deal with that today.
I don't want to hear any of you, Mike.
I don't need hangover advice from Bob Dylan. Kevin, sports.
Hi.
Listen,
guys. When I got here 30 years ago, I happened to get some tickets to the rodeo just out of nowhere. And Garth Brooks moved country music from just country music to 4/4 rock and roll. When I got here and I went to the Astrodome and watched that, he flew through the air, and his whole show was because he had seen Kiss, and he wanted to give everybody a show, and it's not about the music so much as let's give everybody a good show.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's a showman. You got to be a showman these days if you want people to come watch your show.
That guy sounded a little sauced.
He did, but that's cool. He's old. Yeah. He sounded old to me, too, which sometimes old people like to they drink in the day and then.
What's wrong with that?
It is after five.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Here.
Isn't that a country song?
Yes.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I don't know who sings it. But
I know
you're Googling. That's why.
No, I'm not. I'm. I'm just gonna tell you.
Yeah, you're stalling until
who
you Google.
Sings. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah,
it's Alan Jackson.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Apparently, it's performed by Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett. I knew the Alan Jackson part, you know, off the head.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Jimmy Buffett worked on that song.
Interesting. So my wife knows all these songs, I guess, because growing up in Saskatchewan, they had all these rodeos and stuff. And for some reason, country and western is real popular up there.
Right.
So.
My wife gave me hell about passing on the Garth Brooks thing, too.
Oh, I haven't told mine yet.
And my wife doesn't care about country music. She's just like, that's a really big star. Like, you'd get to meet Garth Brooks. And I was like, what am I... Is that going to be like a story I tell my grandkids? I don't think so.
Oh, I got to interview Garth Brooks for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I asked him about when he played for the Padres. Ugh, yeah.
I've met way cooler famous people than Garth Brooks.
I met Dave Chappelle.
That's what I'll tell my kids about.
I met Kevin Costner. That was pretty good. That one was up there. Jeff Bridges. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Met Allen Iverson. How about that?
You know what? I'm not sure there's an athlete anymore that does anything for me that I'd say, oh, wow, this was great.
Like a current athlete?
Well, current or former, because most of them I've already interviewed.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's one that I'd say, oh, it'd be awesome to interview this guy.
My problem is, like, there's a lot of people I would love to sit down with for, like, 30 minutes and do, like, a long-form type interview. Like Jeter. Like, yeah. You know, there's so many things I could ask that dude.
You know, we probably could make that happen eventually. Hammered on Glenn.
I doubt it.
His damn niece is married to him.
I don't think so. I don't think Glenn. I don't think Jeter takes Glenn's calls.
There are some people I would love to actually sit down and do that with, a long form interview. Kind of like, as much as I hate Joe Buck, he does such a good job with that show of his. Yeah. I'd like to do that with some folks.
But like sitting down with someone for 6 minutes, yeah, I could do without most, especially most athletes at this point. I'd like to talk to Tiger for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I bet I could get some stuff out of him.
Yeah.
I'd like to interview Wayne Gretzky for 30 minutes.
He'd be good. Like, if I'm going to sit down and with
actually,
someone for
you know
that
what?
Long
I'd like to sit down with Nolan for 30 minutes.
That'd be good, too.
Not just a 10-minute segment or something like that. Okay, you know what I'm sensing here? I'm sensing...
What about LeBron?
I'm less interested in him, but I'd still do it.
I mean, like, for me now, to be excited about it, it has to be, like, an all-time great.
You know who I would actually prefer to do that kind of interview with? Kobe Bryant.
That'd be good, too.
Yeah. I'm sensing a possibility here. I'm formulating a plan in my head.
Okay. Formulate away.
All right. Quick break. Jerome Solomon next. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Like molasses in wintertime,
but it's July. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know that music means it's time for Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. So, Jerome, were we wrong to not go out there and stand in line for 2 hours to get 2 minutes with Garth Brooks?
If you stood in line for 2 minutes to get 2 minutes with Garth Brooks, I think you probably spent about 2 minutes too much.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Well, keep in mind, it's a lot more than that because you've got to get out there and park and get over there to the media center and everything else. And then get back down.
That's a bit much. I'd put Garth Brooks in the back of a long line of people I would wait to see.
You're also black.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's, most of my life I've been. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got black people. No, we don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't lie to me.
So, hey, we were just talking about this. Who would you, who would you still get excited about if you could sit down for like a 30-minute long-form interview with, like three guys that you would kill to do that with? You still get excited because let's be honest, most of the time you've interviewed everybody in your life.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I pretty much have. That's the thing. I'd have to give that one some thought. I mean, but real quick, I mean, I do like to hear good old stories, and I've interviewed a couple of these probably, but I've never sat down one-on-one and just went at it with Michael Jordan. That would be great. Bill Russell, too, before he loses it all. And Jim Brown. Those are my three off the top of my head. I'm sure if I gave it some thought, it might change, but that would cover it for me for now.
Yeah, we were just talking about because you don't really get a chance to do that where you can sit down with somebody for a half an hour and I mentioned like, as much as I dislike Joe Buck, that show he does is really good where he has an hour long interview.
I'd love to do that. Yeah, that's when I started my podcast before the powers that be I work for started making the kind of decisions that made you leave. That was kind of my thing. So yeah, I've sat down for a full hour just one-on-one and tossing around and having a great time with, like, Mike D'Antoni. And most people don't get those kind of opportunities and those kind of interviews and in that kind of setting where you can just go wherever you want to go and it's not the standard. Okay, who's starting tonight? How's so-and-so's ankle? You know, the dumb stuff.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's what I like to do. That's what I've always been best at. And that's what I used to be able to get so much of when I started in business. Obviously, high school, you get it with anybody. And then when I covered colleges, you get it with any and everybody. And now, man, it's, everything is so canned. I did a, I shot a thing for Longhorn Network last week. They're doing a little documentary on T.J. Ford. And I was going back reading some old stories. And one of the stories, I remember they had meetings over it because the other newspapers were upset. Was writing, describing, you know, his dorm room and everything, because I hung out with him for a couple of days and, you know, rode around town with him and all of that kind of stuff. Please, you can't do that with a college athlete these days. It's just not allowed.
No, I was thinking it'd be fun to do that with Warren Moon, sit down for 30 minutes, because I don't know that I ever got more than 5 or 10 minutes with him ever back when he was playing. And now with everything that's kind of happened, I think that'd be an interesting one too, just among Houston people.
Yeah, Warren's an interesting guy. There's so much. I would give you this with him. He's probably one of those guys, you sat down with 30 minutes, you're like, man, that wasn't nearly enough time.
Yeah.
Because you could spend 30 minutes on just his, you know, Canadian Football League career.
Yeah.
Forget, you know, the Oilers and the NFL and his post-playing career and all of that. I mean, he's a fascinating, interesting guy. But, yeah, he was hot when you were just getting started in the business. I can see where you're like, man, that's the one I still would want to get, you know?
So one of the topics we were kicking around earlier in the show was, why was it that there were only three teams interested in Marcus Peters? Have you heard anything as to why that no one was interested in this guy?
I haven't, and I wish I covered the NFL a lot more like I used to when I actually covered the league, but I've been shut down here last week. So I haven't talked to anybody, and I certainly haven't read or seen anything. The only thing I've really seen, which is just him, he did an interview on NFL Network, and I'm listening and watching this guy, and I go, who wouldn't want this guy? You know what he can do as a player. You know he's a little bit insane, but you'll take that kind of insanity for one of the top three or four players at his position at worst. And he talks like a guy. I mean, if you haven't seen it, go check it out, man. He talks like a football player. He talks like a guy who understands his situation, and he loves Andy Reid. You know, you would think that it would have been, he and Andy Reid had problems. He said, no, that's not true. Love Andy Reid. Call him Big Red. So I was like, man, unless there's something really scandalous that hasn't come out yet, that makes no sense whatsoever. It's an odd trade, and it's an odd deal that people weren't lining up to try to get in on it.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. So when are you back to work? Is this your week back?
I'm not going to come back until next week. So, yeah, I'm still bumming around. I was overdue for a break. And you know how it is, too. Once you shut it down, it's hard to get back going.
Yeah.
I haven't even been on social media much, hardly at all, because I'm like, I'm just totally checked out. Watching movies that I don't get to see. You know, I've got, you know, 8-9-year-old. I haven't been to a non-G-rated movie in 2.5 years. I forgot they make those darn things. So I've just been trying to catch up, you know. But I'm going to West Palm Beach early next week, and I'll be there for the next two and a half weeks or so. So I'll be hanging around with the Astros. I'll get to go to the White House and kick it with the Big D. Have a good time. It'll be fun.
Yeah, see if you can get some alone time with the president, man.
I know he loves black people, so that ought to fit right on in.
Yeah, exactly. We know that.
Well, he got rid of his one black, so he needs another, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think you'll fit right in, man.
Did you did the blacks even claim Omarosa, or you guys had moved on from that, right?
It doesn't matter whether we claim it or not. To Trump, she was black.
That's true.
That's all that matters on that end. No, I don't know much about her except she's pretty worthless. it'll be fun. I've been in the White House, and it's a fascinating deal. And if you're an American, it's a special place. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the Astros handle the trip. It should be. Should be pretty interesting. I did see how the Golden State Warriors were spending their time in D.C. on this trip to celebrate their championship. And I've got nothing against that at all. I do wish they'd gone to the White House and made their feelings known, because I would love to see Steve Kerr talk to Donald Trump and tell him what he really feels and how he thinks about things, and see Kevin Durant, you know, a D.C. kid, make it from where he's gone to the White House as NBA Finals MVP and all of that. I respect their decision not to be involved in it, but I would have liked to see him go.
It's going to be a tremendous trip for the best team. The best columnists will be there. Enjoy
it. Yeah, only the best people will be there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Jerome, we'll enjoy the trip, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right. In fact, well, I guess it'll be 2 weeks from now. Maybe we'll do it from, you know, I'll do it from the White House.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, call in. And get Trump, for 2 minutes. That would be great.
Or I'll do it from the D.C. City Jail.
Yeah, one of the two, whichever.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy. All right, quick break. Want to let you know, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, 7 p.m. tonight, live from the gorgeous Gale Rice Village. Go check him out. I'm sure he'd love to see you. Glenn loves the people. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out Sports Map today. Tomorrow is Lance Zierlein Day. So if you love Lance, and who doesn't, check it out. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. David Gow's a big star on Sports Map today.
Today's his day.
Yeah. He does. He's kind of the big noise here. I just kind of cut off really quick, John. What happened there? I was kind of rolling with the music. But, yeah. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. One of the criticisms of Marcus Peters is a little immature.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah.
I'd say at times, all of us can be a little immature.
Yeah, but most, all of you can be.
I think you can too. All right, so you're not, is what you're saying?
I mean, I guess I could be if I wanted to
okay.
be.
Think carefully how you answer this, because this is setting up the gym of the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is not just a random thing, because we're talking about immaturity. So, if you are immature on occasion, you're going to live longer.
Oh.
A study commissioned by HealthSpan says perceiving ourselves as younger than our age is linked more to a future-oriented outlook, which means that we make better health choices, such as engaging in exercise and healthy eating. It is believed that men don't mature fully until the age of 29. Women aren't far behind, though, only acting like fully grown adults once they reach the age of 27.
Okay.
So, the research also revealed that over half of those polled long for their childhood in 19 to 25 years of age.
You met me when I was 29. Do you feel like I was, at that point, a...
I don't think you've changed a whole hell of a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, you were probably pretty well developed at that point.
That's right.
Jong...
Full, supple breasts.
Jong was like 24 when I met him, right?
Right.
24, 23?
Right. Jong.
24. No, Jong, 23.
When I met Jong, Jong watched pro wrestling multiple times a week. He's since developed and matured into someone who can maintain a meaningful relationship and is about to get married and probably eventually buy a house and become a functioning member of society.
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm matured?
I think you've matured.
Well, I like farts.
There's that.
Yes, I like farts.
Sometimes I think that. But
I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts. What? I like farts.
Okay, that was quite the reach to do that. I was going to say, you just went to a bachelor party where I'm sure you acted very immaturely.
That's true. What's the craziest thing that happened at your bachelor party?
My buddy broke his collarbone.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, did you guys... did someone try to do, like, did someone chug, like, a pint glass of 151, or, I mean...
No, nothing that crazy. I mean, we had to ski, so, like, the next day, we would have to go to bed early. relatively early, like 2 a.m. I had to wake up by 8.
Are you glad that I didn't come on this trip?
Well, why would you say that?
Because I wouldn't have been like, let's go to bed. We got to get up early and hit the slopes. I would have said, like, let's stay up all night drinking and partying.
And smoking weed. Yeah.
I mean, some of that happened.
Okay.
Okay.
But no crazy stuff.
No, nothing too crazy.
No strippers?
No. No. We got really tired.
Jong.
No, I'm being serious.
No strippers?
No.
No whores?
No whores.
That's weird. It's a weird bachelor party where you go to bed early and there's no strippers or whores. But good for you. Like I said, he's matured.
I've matured.
That's true.
He's matured. When I met Jong, strippers and whores was like priority one for him. Now, no strippers or whores.
Well, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody wants to know if you went wine tasting, too.
We did not do that.
Okay.
We did go to a brewery that is run by ex, I think, Army vets. It's called Base Camp.
I haven't heard of
it. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Good brew?
Good brew, good food.
All right.
People asking if we have any picks tonight. Do you have any that are about to tip off, or can they wait till the next hour?
No, I am on Army, which is an early game. Army is plus one. No, actually, Army's minus one now. Same thing. Doesn't matter. And I'm on San Diego State minus three tonight.
I
gotta warn you though. I've reached a cold streak. It's official. I'm in a slump.
I've kind of fallen to the AJ 3-2 over my last five thing after the 14-17 streak. But the one game that I like tonight a little bit, Nashville plus 115 at Winnipeg. Winnipeg's playing great. It's at Winnipeg, but Nashville matches up well with them, and this is a big game. I expect your Preds to go in there and steal one at plus 115.
That's what I like to hear.
So not a big play. I've got one tomorrow night that I love. You'll just have to wait until
last night's Duke loss officially put me all the way back to 60% after you got
up
maxed
to
out at 65, yeah. Down to 60 now, which is still good.
I think you're going to rally.
I'd like to think that.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.